USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus. He says each of us has to be careful and follow the federal guidelines.
It is absolutely critical that Americans continue to follow the federal government's guidelines, so important, about social distancing, non-essential travel, and hand washing. Defeating this unseen enemy requires the help and commitment of every single American.
A massive spending bill to help with the coronavirus pandemic is stalled in the Senate after a procedural vote failed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says an agreement is possible, hopefully, in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the House, Democrats are moving forward with their own version of coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
As the pandemic in America spreads, officials are warning people to stay home. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's going to get worse.
We're going to get hit. There's no doubt about it. We see it in New York.
On CBS's Face the Nation, he said the focus now is on the area's hardest hit.
It was very clear that the issue in New York was right on the front burner. And the situation is now that the resources that are being marshaled are going to be clearly directed to those hot spots that need it most. And clearly that's California, Washington State, and obviously New York is the most hard hit.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that he hopes Congress will approve a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill aimed at helping Americans deal with the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky became the first U.S. senator to test positive for coronavirus, posting on Twitter he's feeling fine and is in quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The list of people contracting the virus grows. Harvey Weinstein is now in medical isolation while serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Former football player and Bachelor star Colton Underwood tested positive. Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan. Legendary opera singer Placido Domingo. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were one of the first to report they had it. The Wire star Idris Elba. Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii Five-O. Indira Varma from Game of Thrones. Rachel Matthews from Frozen 2. Also Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. And NBA superstar Kevin Durant. Football coach Sean Payton. Congressman Ben McAdams. Also Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez. Sophie Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife. Prince Albert II, the ruler of Monaco. And, as we mentioned earlier, Senator Rand Paul. The drive-in theater is once again experiencing a boom. With nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic, some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.